Welcome to the Give This Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which Forbes has stated helps entrepreneurs become professional speakers. For more information, go to christopherkai.com.
Our guest today is Joshua Kangley. He's a best-selling author, speaker, motivation king, customer service expert, and podcaster. Joshua, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you so much, Christopher, for having me on your show today. I really appreciate the time.
So let's talk about this motivation king. That's a very bold statement. Let's talk about how you are the motivation king, Josh.
It is bold, you know, and I feel like you have to be bold sometimes. And so I thought, you know what? I love motivating people. And it really all started really on my Instagram page. And just I got a lot of good feedback off of that. And so just posting motivational, you know, memes and quotes and stuff like this. And I think that's what you have to do sometimes is be bold enough and step into that boldness. And so I just went for it. You know what? Motivation king. Why not?
No, and I agree with that because at the end of the day, especially in the world we live in now, if you're not bold, if you don't promote yourself, no one's going to know you. So though humility is a great personal quality, as a professional quality or a business quality, no one's going to care what you do unless you pull them in with a motivation king. Or in my case, Inc. Magazine has referred to me as the billionaire networker. But the point is, if we as business owners are not comfortable promoting ourselves, then you frankly won't have a business. So I applaud, commend you for doing that because like I said, it stood out. Because otherwise, yeah, I've met authors before, I've met speakers, but I've never met anyone coin themselves as the motivation king, which is great. It is bold, but as long as you own it, that's important. So hopefully listeners use you as an example, Josh, because it's really important to have a very strong desire to brand yourself. So talk to us about why you chose to really motivate people, because again, it's something that I'm grateful for when I watch a lot of videos and I'm grateful that people tell me that I'm motivating, but I'm curious, when did you realize how important it was for yourself and your own personal life?
Yeah, that's a great, great question. And I've only just recently started to really understand the inner workings. But I think the reason why is because I didn't have that growing up as a younger child. I had parents who did what they could, but I did not have any real, I call these people guiding lights who I talk to on my show, and maybe you can relate, but I didn't have some direction, basically. I didn't have a great amount of direction or necessarily the right kind of direction. And so, you know, it took some real self-discovery on my part, and probably not into my high school years is where I really had trouble because of all this. You know, I ended up, you know, not in a good space in my high school years. And so what made the change is really one of my mother's friends. She was a psychologist and she had a huge library. When we'd go over there, I would always head right to the library because I was always interested, like what makes different people work? Like what's going on with them? You know, what are they reading? And so I found some really awesome books and they were all about motivations, self-discovery. And it worked for me. It gave me some direction when I was lacking it and also when I was looking for it. And so I think that's why it's important for me to do that for other people, is to keep that going for other people.
Now, Josh, I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, frankly, I hated school because it was just so formulaic. It was all about memorizing for tests. You take a test, you do well, you don't do well, you forget it. And then it wasn't until after graduating college that I started reading books like The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey and Zig Ziglar and Brian Tracy and Les Brown and Tony Robbins. And it just dawned on me, Josh, how great I felt, how motivated I felt. And I wish someone told me that. So just like what you're saying, for those on the call that aren't motivated, it really is so empowering, so much so that it's actually been studied, Josh. There's literally a classroom where the teacher had one class that they were very motivating, very inspiring, and they did better and they got into more honors classes. And the other class, the teacher was unfortunately very disparaging, very discouraging. And it was literally a control study, an experiment, and they did worse. So imagine a world, Josh, where everyone was like you, where you would motivate people and speak better to people. And it's not about just giving people fluff. It's just about being clear. Hey, Josh, thanks for being on a podcast. I appreciate your generosity. Thanks for sharing your story. I appreciate your vulnerability. Thanks for making me smile. Like, these are all genuine, specific things. I don't know you, obviously, but I know that you have a genuine heart. I know that you're willing to give, but these are those basic things that I wish all of us could do more. So are there specific things that you focus on? Because motivation is a very, very broad term, right? So yes. What specific people motivate you, or what specific things you like to share that you feel has really connected with your audience?
Yeah, another great question. You know, you mentioned some great authors there, and you're right. Those authors, those books read the same ones, and they gave me something that I couldn't get in school, and I necessarily wasn't getting from my parents. They were busy working, doing their thing. And from those books you just mentioned, I was able to get something and seek a deeper understanding, I think. And it made me change my mind and shifted my mindset, actually, is what it did. And so you're right. It can be a lot of fluff in there when you talk about motivation, but some of the things that I really, hone in on are things like positivity. And again, that could seem like a lot of fluff too, but really the reason why I over index on positivity is because, again, my childhood wasn't that positive. And so, like you mentioned, you know, imagine a childhood where it's not positive at all. It's just kind of negative. There's not a lot of motivation, inspiration happening, no direction. That was pretty much my childhood in a nutshell. And so when I discovered some of these things, it really made a difference and impact in my life like no other. And so a lot of people from my childhood, when they think of who I would come to be or who I might turn out to be as an adult, would be totally surprised now at how I've turned out. And it's because of this self-discovery, of these principles and concepts like positivity. I think positivity is huge. I think we are in a society where we see too much negativity, I think. And it's, unfortunately, it does get a lot of headlines and it does get a lot of news. But we miss out on a lot of inspiring things that are happening in our world. So I think it's important to bring the best of us, the best of humanity, to the forefront. And that's what I really want to focus on.
Yeah, that's great. And I saw that you're a customer service expert. We had a podcast guest on a few months ago, and it really, really, really caught me and kept me focused on how I can better be a better business person, where you essentially said, everything is an experience, and that experience is based on emotion. Mm. And so with you being an expert in customer service, I'm curious, how do you feel we can all, as business owners, be better customer focused? Because it really is about that experience. So hopefully you come on this podcast and you say, oh man, that Christopher Guy is cool. Or you can say, what a horrible interviewer. He kept cutting me off. He was so negative. But I'm curious, tell us about your customer service expertise.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I say customer service expert because, you know, I've been in the customer and service industry in some capacity or another, you know, for about 27 years, you know, and this is just different levels of it. So ground floor, face to face, and also through sales and through different various ways, I've been in the customer service industry. And really, you know, all business really comes down to customer service. And so, you know, I learned a few things about customer service, and that's why I call myself an expert, I guess. But it all really comes down to the customer and that experience, like you said. And so I think the big thing, and I think especially now, the kind of season of this pandemic that we're in, it's really all about connections. You know, so how are you making those connections? How are you connecting with your audience, with your clients, with your customers? And what does that look like? And what can you do within that environment, within your kind of culture, to just create that connection? And how are you now meeting the new expectation? I think if you do that, I think you are well above most.
That's great, Josh. So let's say you and I were outside, we're meeting up for lunch, and we meet some stranger that we want to inspire and motivate. And whether they're a customer or not, they're a human being. So what's the phrase, what's the way, like how would you communicate with that person that we can all do every day? Just like a daily specific thing that we can do to make that connection. What do you say? How do you respond? Do you give them a hug? Like, what do you do?
You know, that's another great question. I think a lot of it has to do, there's a lot of different things there. The first thing I think is to captivate them, you know, in the very first place and show them that you care. So, you know, body language has a lot to do with it too. And there's a whole science behind body language, but showing them that you're interested, that you care, and that you want to captivate them. So, you know, a positive greeting with a friendly smile does wonders for anybody, even if you're even just strangers passing by, you know, that really impacts us. That eye contact and the smile, it really does something, I think, for us as human beings. And then just beyond that, you know, extending a greeting and to show that you care and are engaged.
That's great, Josh. Really appreciate you being on a podcast today. How can our guests read your books, hear you speak, and connect with you, Josh?
Well, thank you again, Christopher. And you can go to my website, which is my main hub. You can learn more about me there. It's www.hellomynameisjosh.com. Hellomynameisjosh.com.
Awesome, Josh. Thanks again for your time. Have a great day.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to our Gifters podcast. If you want to turn your story into a successful speaking or coaching business, go to christopherkai.com for details.